Test 65, Section 2, Question 19. And here we want to strengthen the argument. And it says, last winter was mild enough to allow most bird species to forage naturally, which explains why the proportion of birds visiting feeders was much lower than usual. Okay, so basically last year they could forage naturally, so not many of them went to the feeders. The mild winter also allowed many species to stay in their summer range all winter without migrating south. So it also let them stay where they were, thereby limiting the usual attrition accompanying migration. So there were less of them that died in the sort of migration. Hence, last year's mild winter is responsible for this year's larger than usual bird population. So this year, there's that the mild winter explains why there's more birds. So we're looking for anything that's going to say, yes, the mild winter helps contribute to more birds. Now, what we have as far as that it did that, one is pretty obvious, which is they didn't have to fly south, so you didn't have them dying en route. The other piece of evidence doesn't seem as directly related. It just says it was mild enough to allow them to forage naturally, which explains the proportion of birds visiting feeders was lower than usual. So yeah, they were able to forage naturally, so there weren't as many at the feeders. But I'm not sure why that would necessarily strengthen this argument or how that relates to the mild winter relating to the larger number of birds. It seems like it's not directly linked. Because if they could just get the food from feeders, then that doesn't really explain why the mild winter was better. Yeah, they can find the food naturally, but if they can get it from feeders, it seems like they're fine. So something about maybe feeders, the food there isn't as good or something, could be something. But we need to, if we wanted to strengthen this, the existing piece of evidence that you don't have the attrition from migration, that's good. But it's the other piece that I'm not sure exactly how that links. So, A, increases in bird population sometimes occur following unusual weather patterns. Now, while that seems like it might help a little, it's not very strong because it just says sometimes occur and following unusual weather patterns. It doesn't really specify warmer winters, and it doesn't say that there's a cause between those. And so this one isn't really that great. It's really weak. When birds do not migrate south, the mating behaviors they exhibit differ from those they exhibit when they do migrate. Well, again, that does create a difference, but we're not sure whether that difference in the mating behavior is going to increase the population or not. So it's kind of one that could go either way. Birds eating at feeders are more vulnerable to predators than are birds foraging naturally. And here we have something that ties in that first piece of evidence or that first sentence, that if you have a lower percentage that are feeding at feeders and they're more vulnerable to predators at feeders, then that could explain the increased population as well, because you didn't have as many birds dying to predators while they were hitting the feeders for food. So C is good, and it ties in and makes relevant that first bit of information. Then D, birds that remain in their summer range all winter often exhaust the range's food supply before spring. Well, if anything, that kind of makes it weird that there's more birds, because they should be out of food. Birds sometimes visit feeders even when they're able to find sufficient food for survival by foraging naturally. Well, okay, that just says sometimes they go to the feeders, but it doesn't really explain why the mild winter would increase the population, and therefore answer choice C is definitely our correct one.